Hello, viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We are back today with the second of a two-part show with the delightful eco-chef Love. On our previous episode, she showed us how to make a sensational melted vegan cheese that will impress even the biggest cheese lovers. And today, she's going to transform this versatile recipe into two irresistible dishes, a nacho supreme and a cheesy spinach pasta, both completely vegan.
Now your fabulous cheese sauce is ready. And this cheese sauce will fool even the most dairy-loving cheese lover because it looks just like the cheese sauce you get in the store. But I'll let you be the judge of that. So what you do is you spread your nachos on the platter. We're going to make nacho supreme, vegan style. And this is great for tailgating. Anytime you're snacking and watching a movie, and they sell this for a fortune at the movie theaters, but ours is cholesterol-free and lactose-free. So what we'll do is we just pour, and this gets really thick really quick. We'll just pour the cheese. And the next thing, and normally people like to just use black beans, but I thought I'd do a twist today with edamame, black beans, and lima beans. Any beans that you like, you can put on to give you an extra power protein punch. There. And red beans, and if you have leftover beans, fine. If you just have like a half a cup of beans left, this would be a perfect use for them. Okay. And next, what we're going to use is our organic salsa. I normally like extra hot, but not everyone likes to heat like I do, so this one is mild. Salsa adds extra flavor punch. You know, tomatoes are good to fight cancer. And this actually just makes it even more delicious. And I always think the messier nachos are, the better. But that's just me. And then, for some of our viewers, this may come as a surprise. This is organic vegan sour cream. And no supreme nachos are complete without a big wallop or two of sour cream, but most people think it needs to be lactose, made with full of lactose and dairy, and nope, this is all eco-friendly. Okay, now comes the fun part. Please give the nacho supreme a taste.
Oh my goodness, it looks so good. Ooh, that's a lot of cheese. I had to get a little sour cream.
And that's it. Wow. Versatile cheese sauce for your nachos. And then after we set back up, we'll use the cheese sauce for your pasta. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Supreme Master Television. Eco Chef Love, could you tell us a little bit about what exactly is Southern Fusion Cuisine?
Southern Fusion Cuisine takes my love of soul food from the South, and there's different types of Southern regional food. So I'm from North Carolina, and I incorporate Japanese food because I lived in Misawa, Japan. I also incorporate the love of organic and natural foods that I got living in California. And of course, I incorporate New Yorkers' love of chocolates and raspberries. So it's a little bit of food from all over the world, from where I've traveled and books that I've read. So I incorporate everything, but at the base of my food is Southern cuisine.
Why do you think it's important that vegans teach others about the relationship between food and the planet?
Because it's either now or never for us to help save Mother Earth, in effect help save humanity. So we no longer have the luxury of being what I consider to be politically correct, where we are concerned more so with people's feelings than saying something about their food choices. If we don't say anything now, then when? If not me, then who? So each one of us are responsible for helping to save the planet. And one person can make a difference because I do. And I've noticed a change in the last 10 years when I started speaking to people about eating earth-friendly. Now I often hear, oh, my daughter's a vegan, or I'm a flexitarian, or I eat partially vegetarian sometimes. So now people are more receptive to what I had to say compared to 10 years ago. So the world is changing, and people hopefully are opening their hearts.
Wonderful. And you also have a vegan catering business?
Yes, I just launched my catering business, and people have been very receptive, and I actually catered a breakfast. Now, the morning I was a little nervous because it was the first time I had ever catered a 100% vegan breakfast to people who were not vegans and vegetarians. And I said, no, today you will experience life as a vegan or vegetarian. And we have soy creamer, and they just loved the fact that the food was good. And that's the key point for all the vegan and vegetarian chefs out there. When you take the time to learn your craft and make great food, no one will complain about it being vegetarian. One of the big trends that I'm seeing right now are people, non-vegans and vegetarians, opening what they consider to be vegetable-based restaurants. So they're not calling their restaurants vegetarian or vegan. They're saying, this is a vegetable-based restaurant, or we feature vegetable cuisine. And a big, big major Food Network star, he has a vegetable-based restaurant. And when I went there, I was really amazed because I think out of 14 dishes, 12 were vegan. And the other ones had dairy. So only two on the list were vegetarian and the rest were vegan. And this is a gentleman who was on the Food Network who's very meat-centric. So even meat-centric chefs are starting to add vegan and vegetarian restaurants to their line of restaurants that they own.
With so many creative ideas and possibilities in vegan culinary arts, we asked EcoChef Love how we can learn to cook as marvelous as she does.
Well, actually, I've completed two dessert cookbooks, one called The Cheesecake Chronicles, which has over 400 combinations of vegan cheesecakes.
Wow.
And it's all gluten-free, vegan, and agave sweetened. And the second cookbook that I wrote that includes everything itself, cheesecakes, is called Desserts by the Seasons That Everyone Can Make, which I wanted to show people the wide range of whoopie pies, ice cream sandwich cookies, you name it, that can all be plant-based. And I'm still looking for a publisher.
What's next for EcoChef Love?
It's an eco-friendly hotel, and I'm currently in negotiations with them to become their eco-friendly chef, to do catering for the hotel, to create sandwiches and salads. And I'm also being part of is a pop-up restaurant series, which people rent out restaurant locations for a day or a week, and you come in and you cook your food for that day and you sell it to the public. And I'm part of a dinner series, and I'm also in negotiations with Second Stop Cafe in Brooklyn to do a vegan brunch on Saturdays.
So what are we making now?
We are going to use the cheese sauce. Now I'll show you a different way to use it, to go on top of any pasta that you have. And this includes gluten-free pasta. You can use this to make macaroni and cheese. You would just change your pasta to macaroni. And you can actually use the cheese sauce for linguine. Well, cheese sauce, except you just change the type of pasta. But for today, I know there are a lot of people out there who love raw veggies. You can steam the veggies or blanch them, but today I wanted to put them in the sauce raw. So we're just going to take it from just being a cheese sauce to being a spinach and cheese sauce. And for all you all heat lovers out there who love hot peppers or red peppers or smoked dried paprika, you can also add this. And the reason why I wanted to make this sauce with spinach or something else in it is to allow your viewers to start thinking creatively what they can do with just one sauce. So I like to take the stems off, and again, use as much organics as possible. All we're going to do is take the spinach and blend it into the sauce. And I like to stop every so often and help. Ooh, and it's turning a beautiful green color. This is going to be a beautiful sauce. And you can actually, if you love broccoli instead of spinach, and you have leftover broccoli, this will be a great use for it. And one of the things we love to make in the South is something that we call broccoli and rice casserole with cheese sauce. So actually, instead of using pasta, you can use leftover brown rice and make this cheese sauce. You can use broccoli, spinach. If you like kale, you can use kale. Blend the sauce completely together. And then just mix it into the rice. And you have a great dish. And of course, the rice needs to be heated up. And again, if you're looking for a dish for the holidays that you want to make ahead of time, you can make this cheese sauce ahead of time, put it in an airtight container, airtight bag, and put it in the freezer, and just reheat it right before you're ready to eat it. It's going to be a beautiful color when we put it over our pasta. Now, viewers, voila! We now have spinach with cheese sauce. And you have whichever pasta or leftover rice you have. And then you just pour it over your pasta. And this is a great way to get children to eat their spinach or their green leafy vegetables. Now comes the toughest part for me as a chef. Having you taste the spinach and cheese sauce over the pasta.
Oh my goodness, it looks delicious. What kind of pasta is this?
This is, I'm glad you asked. This is an organic ancient grain pastas. Pastas, this one has spelt and other ancient grains, and those are coming very back into the public eye, and those are very healthy. How do you like
it? It's delicious. It tastes so good. It's not, like you said, a child would eat it and not even realize they're eating greens.
Another success. Another success for Mother Earth. And I will take this time to ask your viewers and remind your viewers how important it is to eat earth-friendly. That means meat-free, egg-free, dairy-free, and seafood-free, because that's the best way to help save our planet. And of course, if you can go vegan, go vegan. Come to Supreme Master TV. Look at all the wonderful recipes that we have on Supreme Master TV.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
Find out more about EcoChef Love and EarthFriend Vegan Catering by visiting www.ecocheflove.com or call 1-415-412-1336.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.